Kitherow as the Kitherow Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Help! It's a girl! On the floor a couple of times and I'm all right for another 5 minutes.
Come on, Jimmy. Out of bed.
Oh, Grandad, you aren't up a noisy lot.
When I was your age at my uncle's farm, I was up at 5 o'clock every morning, straight out into the cowshed.
That's a funny place to have your breakfast.
That was no joke. I had to work very hard. Before I went to school, I had to feed the pigs and collect the eggs.
Get away, pigs don't lay eggs.
Oh, what a... I don't know where you get your joke from.
Honestly, I don't know which is hardest. Getting Jimmy out of bed in the morning or trying to get him into it at night.
I'll leave the toast, Mother. I suppose it'll be cold before Rip Van Winkle gets downstairs.
No, it won't.
Well, you're getting old, Jimmy. You must have been in that bathroom 2 whole minutes.
Well, the hot water's slow coming through. While I was waiting, I cleaned my shoes.
It looks as if you used the shoe brush on your face.
Well, nobody can tell when your face is dirty with all that wall paint you slap on it. Night cream, day cream, vanishing cream, cold cream, hot cream, ice cream. No wonder they call you a clot.
Shut up and eat your breakfast.
Yes, Susan, shut up. What time is it, Grandad?
It's, 9:22.
Oh, heck, my bus goes at 22.
We've been telling you all morning you're delayed.
I'll eat me toast on the bus. If I miss it again, Sam the Sniffer's going to keep me in after school.
Sam the Sniffer?
Yeah. Mr. Pringle, our geography master, he's always sniffing. He has one of them pencil things you sniff when you have a cold. He's always got it stuck up his ooter. The other day, he left it on the desk while he went out and Ozzy dipped it in some pepper. When Sam came back, he took one sniff and blew his top set clean through the window.
Up at 4.
Well, can I go home now, sir?
No. You're staying here till 5.
Well, you only keep the others in for half an hour when they're late.
I know. But the extra half hour is a punishment for teasing Charlie Thompson. I will not tolerate fighting in the playground.
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you crying?
No, sir.
Oh.
Are you?
Pardon?
I've finished, sir.
Very well. Which 3 questions did you pick?
Well, the first one is, compare your own land with a foreign country. I picked Holland.
Go on. Tell me something about Holland that is different from Lancashire.
The mountains.
What mountains?
The Alps.
In Holland, the Alps?
Yes, sir.
Further all, I have been teaching geography for over 20 years, and I never knew until today that the Alps were in Holland.
Well, you've never done learning, have you, sir?
Hello, just coming home from school.
Let me see, Alfie. School cap and blazer, satchel, exercise books and pencil. No. I've been fishing for tiddlers, you daft-looking...
Aye, that'll do. I got you late, don't you?
I was kept in. I've been teaching Sniffer Pringle about geography.
Yeah, but he's the geography master, isn't he?
Well, he knows nothing about Holland.
Yeah, but he must do. He's an M.A.
That's not what the lads call him. Where's your bike?
Well, I took it to Jackson's garage because I've got a screw loose. No, not me, me Frankie. And he started making sidecars to sell Mr. Jackson. He wants to test one. He wants me to test it for him, you see. So I'm having it fastened on my bike. And tomorrow night, me and Susan are going to try it out.
Don't talk, Gaff. You can't snog in a sidecar. There's not enough room.
Oh, I hope I haven't got the stuff of your corny jokes all the way through tea.
Oh, are you coming to our house for your tea?
Yeah, your mum invited me.
Oh, I wondered why you had a clean shirt on. Well, here's our house. Come in and put your nose back on.
Oh, you and your jokes.
Come in, Alfie.
Right, Jimmy.
Hang your cap in the hall, Mr. Hall.
I'll hang your pants up in a minute while you're still wearing them.
Right, come in the living room. Hey, we've got visitors.
You're sure you won't have another cup of tea, Mrs. Matthews?
Oh, no, thanks, Mrs. Glidrow. We must get home, I'm afraid.
Ben, Jimmy, I hope we're not intruding.
I don't know about you, but I live here. Come on.
I'm glad you got settled in so quickly. You'll like it here.
Alfie, we've got lodgers.
And I know Jimmy will be pleased to see you, Sandra.
Thank you, Mrs. Glidrow. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, heck. Sandra Matthews.
You're late home from school, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was kept in by the human suction pump. Sandra. Sniffer.
Jimmy, that'll do. Jimmy, Sandra's moved in across the road.
Yes, Jimmy. We're neighbours.
That's nice.
Yes, we'll be seeing a lot of each other.
Not if I see you first.
Well, come along, Sandra. We must be going.
Come along. I'll see you to the door.
Yeah, cheerio, Sandra. Cheerio, Mrs.
Cheerio. Bye-bye, Jimmy.
Bye-bye, Sandra. Get lost.
Hey, she fancies you, Jimmy. She'll be a little playmate for you.
Oh, give over. She's a girl.
Yes, I noticed it.
If the Black Hand Gang saw me playing with a girl, they'd use me for catapult practice.
Well, that new washer should stop the tap dripping. Jimmy, where's your mother?
At the front door, seeing the visitors off.
Oh, hello, Alfie. You're all dressed up for a gin. You going somewhere?
Yes, for me tea. But I'm not going. I was when I left out home because I was coming. Here. That's why now I've come, I'm not going.
What was all that?
He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Yes. Give over. I've come for me tea.
What a nice family.
You mean the Matthews family. Mm. She's a nice woman. And we Sandra's nice too. Isn't she, Jimmy?
Oh, she's all right.
She's quite pretty, don't you think, Jim?
Suppose so.
Jimmy don't like girls.
Well, she likes you, Jimmy.
Oh, Grandad, turn it up, will you?
Don't tease him, Father. Alfie will be having tea as soon as Susan gets home.
Yeah, right, Mr. Clitheroe.
Well, you were kept in after school then, Jimmy.
All right, Mum, don't rub it in.
Well, it was your own fault for being late this morning. Maybe in future you'll get up when you're called.
You were kept a long time just for being late, Jim.
Oh, it wasn't just that. I was kept in for having a fight with Charlie Thompson.
Was he kept in late as well?
No, he was sent home early. But his nose was bleeding.
Jimmy, you shouldn't have been fighting.
Well, we couldn't play marbles. It was raining.
Look, what was this fight all about?
Charlie Thompson came to school with his cousin, a girl. He even carried her books.
What's so terrible about that?
You what? He's in the Black Hand Gang. We followed him round the playground shouting, Sissy Thompson, where's your gym slip? Then we held him down and tied a pink ribbon in his hair.
No wonder Charlie clouted you.
Well, it was Charlie's own fault. He shouldn't come to school with a soppy girl.
What these things on the table, Father, will you?
Ah, right, you are, Pat.
Oh, Jimmy, in case I forget, will you call at Mrs. Matthews' house in the morning? She asked me if you'd do a favor for her.
Oh, all right, Mum. What is it?
Take Sandra to school on the bus. I called you four times this morning.
I know, but the first three times I thought you was having a nightmare.
Well, finish your toast and get a move on.
Oh, all right. What's your...
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Whoa, here you hurry.
Will you stop spraying your toast all over my porridge?
Jimmy, I'm going without you.
Well, I'm going. Grandad, where's the cap?
Where's what?
The cap.
It's on your head.
Well, who put it up? Wait.
Come on, I missed my bus.
All right, don't panic, I'm coming. Take your time, Scraggy Neck. My bus comes 5 minutes before yours.
In that case, I've just got 5 minutes to wait. There's your bus just going round the corner.
Oh, heck, stop him. Run after him and show him your legs.
He's gone. You can take your time now. Your next bus is 5 to 9.
Oh, I'll be late. I'll get 6 to the best off Sam the Sniffer.
Well, you should get up in the morning. I've got no sympathy for you.
I don't care. I'd rather have a cane than walk into school with a soppy girl. Sandra will be on that bus.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm glad I've caught you. Did you miss the bus?
Yes, Mrs. Matthews.
Well, jump in. I'll give you a lift to school.
Oh, thanks.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Oh, hey. I'll walk, Mrs. Matthews.
What are you playing at?
Don't be silly, Jimmy. You'll be late for school.
Of course, you'll get the cane.
Oh, nothing to what I'll get from Charlie Thompson.
Don't be stupid. Get in.
Hop on, Susan.
Get in.
I'm glad we saw you, Jimmy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You all right in the back there?
I'll be a lot happier in the boot.
Daddy's away for a week, so he told Mummy she could have the car every morning to take me to school.
Oh, you mean you won't be going on the bus?
No, I'll be taking her in the car. So if you ever miss it, you can always have a lift.
Tana, how lovely.
That's very nice of you, Mrs. Matthews. Say thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Mrs. Matthews. You're very kind.
Don't worry, Jimmy. I'll have you at school in plenty of time.
Could you run round by the hospital?
What for?
I'd like to call and book myself a bed for this afternoon.
I'd better put Jimmy C on. He'll be here in 10 minutes.
He's here now. I recognize his knock.
One day you'll bang that door and ours will fall down.
Good, then we'll be able to move.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's been shocking. Mrs. Matthews took me in her car right to the school gate and I had to walk in with Sandra. And he saw us.
Who?
Peeping Charlie Thompson. His eyes popped out like gobstoppers.
Well, I suppose he got a bit of his own back.
Oh, you're not kidding. You should have heard him. It's lover boy Clivero and his sweetheart. When's the wedding? And Ozzy shouted, get married at dinner time, then we can throw us rice pudding.
I hope you didn't start fighting with Sandra there.
Oh, no, Mum. I just walked round the corner with her, went in and closed the door. Right on Charlie Thompson's foot.
Well, that was a daft thing to do. Was he all right?
He was off him mad. Then when I came back after playtime, somebody had written on the blackboard, Jimmy loves Sandra. Oh, I didn't half clout Ozzy.
How do you know it was Ozzy?
Because he's the only one who spells loves, L-U-V-S.
Well, what did the teacher say?
Oh, before he came in, I rubbed it out with Ozzy's head. The teacher said, Higginbottom, what's happened to your hair? It's white. I said, well, you see, worries a lot, sir.
He's entitled to worry.
with you for a pal.
Hey, I thought I'd had it at dinner time. I was in the playground and the Black Hand Gang surrounded me, both of them. Charlie had a cricket stump, Ozzy had a ruler, and I had the wind up.
Why, what happened?
Charlie said, "You're a traitor to the gang mixing with girls, isn't you, Ozzy?" Ozzy just nodded his head. He was still eating his rice pudding.
Oh, Father, he's pulling our legs.
It's true. Just when they were going to attack, I had a brainwave. I told them that being friends with Sandra was all part of a secret plan to help the gang. And they'd come crawling to me on their hands and knees when they found out what it was.
And what is the secret plan?
I've no idea. But I've got till next Monday to think of one.
And in the meantime, I suppose you won't be taking Sandra to school on the bus.
I don't have to. Her mother's taking her in the car every morning.
Well, be sure you catch that bus every day or you'll be getting another lift
to your doom.
Don't worry, I'll be up like grease lightning in the morning. As soon as you call me, I'll come down them stairs quicker than you did, Grandad, the day you trod on me cricket ball.
But you must have something to eat.
But I'll miss the bus again.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but we overslept.
I forgot to wind your alarm clock up.
Well, I'd like to wind your neck up.
That'll do. Susan's having to go without breakfast as well, because she's late.
It's all right for her. She won't have to bend down and get six of the best.
If you miss the bus, Mrs. Matthews will gladly give you a lift. I'm going, Mother. I'll get something in the canteen.
All right, love. See that you do.
Oh, are you going, Susan?
Yes, Granddad, I must fly.
Well, get on your broomstick and up it.
Don't you be rude.
Well, here you are now, the toast. I'm afraid I've scorched it a wee bit.
You're joking. They look like coal bricks.
Well, it's all this rush. I just don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, come on, eat your porridge.
Right. Where's the milk? Where is it? Oh, don't tell me it's still in the cow.
It's at the front door. I forgot to bring it in.
Oh, heck, I'll never get to school.
If you want the milk, go and get it.
Oh, ain't it marvelous? You get me up late, my breakfast's not ready, and now I've got to go on a milk round.
Come morning and get the milk.
Oh, all right, what a life. I'll be late again.
Hello, Jimmy.
Alfie, hand me that bottle of milk.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've got it, Mum. And I'm having the creep. Oh, heck.
What's the matter?
I slammed the door in Alfie's face.
Alfie's at the door? Oh, Jimmy, you're getting worse.
What's Alfie doing here at this time in the morning?
Maybe they don't have burnt toast at their house.
All right. Don't rub it in.
I'm sorry, Alfie. Come in. Jimmy didn't realize what he was doing.
Oh, that's all right. I called for Susan so she could test the new sidecar. But I had a feeling she had to be early for work. And when I saw her getting on the bus before she saw me, I knew I was right. So I thought I'd wait for Jimmy. Good morning.
Are you going?
No. I've just realized I never said it when I came in. Good morning.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. No, Jimmy. Not good morning because I'm going. Good morning because I've just arrived.
Would you like a cup of tea, Alfie?
No, thanks, Mrs. Clither. I'm just going.
Good morning.
Cheerio. No. I'm waiting for you, Jimmy, to give you a lift.
Oh, good. I'm ready now. Cheerio, Grandad.
Eh? Oh, cheerio.
Alfie, say good morning to me, Grandad.
Good morning, Mr. Sinclair. How are you?
Oh, Jimmy. That'll do. Now off you go. Go on.
Right, Mum. Come on, Alfie.
Right, Jimmy.
Bye-bye, Alfie.
Cheerio.
Ta-da.
Good morning, Alfie.
Hello, Jimmy. Oh, shut up and come on. You should think yourself lucky at all for you. Look, there's your bus just going.
Right, we'll race it. I'll get in the sidecar.
Are you having difficulty?
Yeah, can't cock my leg over.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Matthews over the road there.
I can't get the car to start. I'm afraid my battery's flat.
Ask her what shape it should be.
What shape should it be?
It is a nuisance. I was just taking Sandra to school.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll take it.
Oh, thank you. I'll just go in the house and get her.
Oh, Alfie, oh, you rotten thing. You can't do this to me.
Do what?
Take me to school with a soppy girl.
Oh, I've forgotten about your trouble with the gang. Well, I'll have to take her now.
Oh, and I'll get murdered again. Oh, I won't miss that bus again. Even if I have to stop awake all night.
Thank you.
Come on, Jim, out of bed. You must get that bus. I'm out. I'm in again. That floor's cold. Where's my socks? Oh, yes, under my pillow. That's it. All right, slippers on. Pajama jacket off. Pajama trousers off. Shirt on. Pants on. Tie on. Now for a wash. Not a sound. The lazy lot. Come on there, wakey wakey, everybody up. Nobody sleeps while Jim's awake.
Jimmy, have you gone mad?
Come on, Mum, I'm nearly ready. And it's only just turned 7:30. I'll be at school before the door's open.
You certainly will. Today's Saturday.
I can't get over it. You getting up at that time this morning, Jim.
All right, it's not that funny.
I think it's a scream. I only wish I'd have come out of my room to see your face at 7:30.
If Alfie ever saw your face at 7:30, he'd join the Foreign Legion.
Now, Jimmy, it was funny. After all that's happened this week.
It's all the fault of that blinking Sandra. Hope she gets dandruff in a pigtail.
Oh, it's always somebody else to blame. It's never dear little Jimmy's fault.
Have you finished your breakfast, Jimmy?
Yeah, Mum. I think I'll go to bed till dinner time.
Poor lad, how he's suffered. He's been awake for 2 whole hours.
Grandad, save your jokes for the barmaid.
Don't you be cheeky.
Mother, Sandra's here.
Oh, heck no, I'm not in. I've joined the circus.
Be quiet.
Come in, Sandra.
Thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. Good morning, Jimmy.
Is it?
I just came over to thank you for inviting me to the pictures this morning.
Yes, well, you...
Is your cold better? Mummy said you sounded hoarse on the phone.
I'm going deaf. Oh, what phone?
30 minutes ago. You rang Mummy and said you wanted to take me to the children's matinee this morning, didn't you?
I've been framed. This is the work of horrible Ozzy.
Oh, it wasn't you.
But of course it wasn't. Would I ask a damn soppy girl? I mean, no.
Oh, well, I'd better go home then.
Just a minute, love. It doesn't matter whether Jimmy asked you or not. I think it's a good idea.
Well, you take her.
Jimmy, remember your manners.
Well, if he doesn't want to take me...
Oh, well, he didn't ask, Sandra. I've no money.
You had your pocket money last night.
I've no money to spare. I've got to buy all sorts. Licorice, I mean...
Oh, no, we don't need any money.
Well, that's just what I was going to...
My uncle's the manager of the cinema, and I can always take my friends in for nothing.
You mean every Saturday morning I can go in free?
Yes, if you're a friend of mine.
Oh, shake hands with your best pal. Hang on a minute, I just want to make a phone call to my best enemy.
Now, you hurry up, Jimmy.
You've slipped up here, big mouth digging bottom. So little Oswald's playing his jokes, is he? I'll have to clean the blackboard with him again. Hello? Is that Ozzy? Listen, clever Dick. You thought you were smartphoning Mrs. Matthews, didn't you? I'm not going to get out of it. I'm taking Sandra to the pictures. Her uncle's the manager, so we're getting free seats. Put that in your trumpet and blow it. I thought you'd change your tune. Any of my friends could go for nothing, if I had any. This was my secret plan for the gang. Oh, yes, of course it was. Well, say please then. That's it. Now say, Charlie Thompson is a bigger sissy than Ozzy. Good. Starts at 11:00. You and Charlie be there at 5:00, with sixpence each in your hand. to pay for 2 chalk horses for Sandra and me. And tell Charlie Thompson from now on he'll carry my boots to school. What are you laughing for? You'll be carrying Sandra's.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman, Rosalie Williams, and Susan James. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.